You're walking like not even with a limp. God, fantastic.
I know, I just gotta keep it up, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for April 12, 2016 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert. Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone, absent. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Present.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Present.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham representing the Civil Service Board, Billy McGrider representing the city. We have appellants A2016-9, A2016-3, 2016-15, and representatives from the Police Department, Human Resources, and the Water Department.
Okay, our first item for today is item AA, public comments. If anyone would like to make a comment at this time. I don't see any takers. Moving on, item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
No additions. Moving on to our consent calendar for today. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? No. And I believe we have on item A3, which is a probationary release. Well, first of all, I'm going to pull that item and we'll discuss it. Right now, I would just ask for the items A1 and A2 be adopted, if I can have a motion.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item A3, I believe we have the employee and that wants to make a statement. Is that correct? Is there an employee for item A3, which was the criminal investigation officer?
Hi, I'm Hugo Zek on behalf of Operating Engineers Local 12. I was representing that employee. She, I believe, before the commission adjourned or commenced, we already took care of the matter, so I don't believe she was just to speak. I think everything has been clarified.
Okay, thank you very much for the update. So additionally, I would ask for a consent calendar item A3 also be adopted, if I could have a motion.
Second.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, a status conference for Administrative Appeal Hearing A2016-9, Fire Prevention Officer, Fire Department. If I could have you all step forward and take a seat. Thanks, Captain. Just move around with that.
We need more room?
Here. Looks like we have almost have a full house today. Okay, would counsel for the appellant like to make a statement at this time?
Yeah, good morning. This is Hugo Zek again, representing Operating Engineers Local 12, and Mr. Brian Zarvitz. What I would request is that...
Excuse me, just a minute.
Yes.
Does he have the option to have this, no one else present? I'm just wondering.
The option to discuss
to not have other people in the room while he's discussing the situation, whatever it is.
It's
I don't
not
know.
A closed session item.
No, it's not a closed session item. And it's...
you know what I'm...
I understand. Yeah, okay. It's the application of a rule.
Okay.
It's just an administrative
rule. Right.
I don't think you have...
Thank you. Okay. I didn't mean to...
No problem, no problem. In fact, I would... I've recently been... this case has recently been handed to me, and I also understand from, I believe, speaking with your chief examiner, that the attorney, Jason Ewerk, wanted to speak with us and have a discussion about the issue.
That's
prior to moving to a hearing.
Right.
So I would, at this point, request that in terms of status, if we can maybe move this or at least maybe request for a hearing to take place the second meeting in May, not May 10th, but May 24th.
If I can address that, I did speak with Mr. Ewert this morning. He has not had a chance to speak with I'm sorry, did you catch?
Hugo.
Hugo. He just got back from his honeymoon, so he's trying to get caught up. But he, his suggestion was just to continue the status conference.
To next meeting?
Either next meeting or whatever meeting.
First meeting in May?
I'm not going to be available May 10th. I'll be out of the state, but I could talk. That's why I was proposing the 24th of May.
The second meeting?
And we're fine with that.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and set that, our next status conference meeting for the second?
May 24th.
May 24th.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be able to. You know, yeah,
I'm sure he'll get a hold of you at some point this week.
Okay, is he not available today? Do you know?
He's actually on his way back to City Hall in court, so okay. I'm assuming he'll be able to speak with you.
Okay, great.
So the 24th is agreeable to all parties?
Yes.
And
thank
here,
you very
this,
much.
Is, this yes. would be a status meeting of the conference, right?
A continuation of what we're doing today.
Yeah, not a hearing, just a status.
Just a continuation of the status.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moving on to our next item, which is item A5, a status conference for appeal hearing in the matter of the dismissal of appellant A2016-3, water and water reclamation worker, which was scheduled on April 26th for that a meeting for that hearing. So if you could please come forward to address the board. Yes, sir.
I'm here for the April 26th appeal hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The city's ready to proceed on that date.
Okay, is that all yes. well with the appellate?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and schedule the hearing for April 26th, 2016. Get Thank you so much.
9:30.
9:30.
Next?
9:30
a.m.
9:30? Okay, so we will meet for our regular meeting on April 26th.
Hi, with the water department, can we schedule that for the first meeting in May? We have some schedule conflicts.
Oh.
If that's okay.
I need to check with Mr. Ewart. He's okay. The one who will be handling it. He had told me he was prepared to go on April 26th, so he mentioned scheduling conflicts.
But it's just a status.
No, that's right. The hearing is scheduled that day. And the last time we'd met, all parties had agreed that that was a hearing date that would work. But if it's not something that's going to work for our staff.
Right.
But Jason will be representing the department, so
well,
he would be critical.
We
he's,
could
he's
move
on
it.
His way.
Yeah.
If maybe we can just pass this for a minute.
Exactly.
Get here.
Well, as a matter of fact, why don't we go ahead, if it's okay with the appellant, you could all find out what's going on and get together with civil service and come forth at the next meeting with some dates.
Okay. A revised date. So we want to, we're going to be canceling the scheduled hearing date on April the 26th. Is that the intent at this stage, or
yeah,
do we
still? It sounds like staff is not going to be able to be here.
Yeah, they agreed to that.
I'll be out of town.
No, but he's
representing.
He's representing him, and that he will not be available.
Is there anyone else in the department
because your legal counsel will be available.
Right.
Do you have staff that can address questions, or with?
Unless there are questions that I need to answer as the water utility director that oversees his
regarding
his
if we could just, can we just skip over this one for just a few minutes until
and come back.
Mr. Okay. Ewart gets here, and then we can discuss it really quick and
he may be
see what would be the
okay.
And that's the other thing is we'll need to decide. I do not have a list of witnesses and those types of things. So from the appellant, you don't. Okay. All right. Very
we'll,
good.
We'll come back to this then.
Okay.
All right. Next is our item A6, a request by the police chief, police department to. Approve revised testing standards for Forensic Specialist 3. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for Forensic Specialist 3 to Civil Service Application Review and Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review. If I can have the motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our next item, which is item A7, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Okay. Moving on to item A8, a report, a monthly report from the chief examiner.
At our next meeting, you will have a full update for activity in the month of March. But I did just want to let you know that with respect to Sabita, a two-week extension was issued to the 9 full-time employees to allow for wind-down time. That will take those employees to a final day on payroll of the 15th of April, with an effective date of separation as of April 16th of this month. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. We are finalizing this week. We will have finalized the validation process for Critical, which will be used for our testing for our police dispatchers moving forward. So that's in its final stages, and we'll begin using that late this month with our current recruitment for police dispatchers. So I did want you to be aware of that. I am going to start forwarding the board copies of our weekly job board list so that you're aware of what's going on. I think I sent it to you last week and just wanted you to be aware that I was intending to send that to you on a weekly basis. That's what goes out to all staff currently. And then we are in the process of working on our bilingual assessments. With loss of personnel, we have very few personnel in place that are certified to do bilingual assessments, so we are going to be focusing on trying to reestablish certified individuals throughout the organization that are able to do those assessments for us. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. Are there any questions you have regarding activities of the department? All right.
Yeah.
Commissioner Alexander.
Your qualified bilingual.
Yeah.
Do they have to be certified in any way?
We will do an assessment of them. We are going to the colleges and seeing if we can get people with a background in Spanish language specifically that can do an assessment and evaluation for our personnel that will identify them as certified to do evaluations in-house.
Okay.
Is our intent.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on putting together because it's been a long time since this has been done, but we, like I say, at this point in time, we only have 2 remaining personnel that had been certified many years ago under the prior chief examiner.
In their jobs. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
And we will be looking to do that again, establish in-house personnel that are able to do that, but we want to make sure that we appropriately evaluate them and their skills to be able to provide that assessment in-house.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Commissioner Snell, any additional?
And I was just asking, when you said assessment, what are they really doing? I mean, what...
Depending on their position.
What process do they get into assessment?
So it is really an evaluation, making sure that they're able to clearly communicate in their area. So if they're working with, say, a police dispatch, being able to ask in the language that they will be translating the key questions that they would be required to do, that they actually have the breadth and skill in that language, and it's not just being able to say hello. We want to make sure that they can speak the language and be able to communicate effectively with citizens in their role. Or if they're working, let's say, in planning and development, that they would be able to convey the technical terms that they're using in their role and communicate with someone coming in with plans, etc. So depending on their position that they're going to be holding, we want to make sure that they have the language skill sets to be able to communicate.
And that's what the assessments would be doing.
Yes.
Thank you.
As with our other jobs, there will be a minimum standard that will have to be met.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. With that, I would ask for a motion that the Personnel Action Summary Report for March 23rd, 2016 and April 4th, 2016 be received and filed. If I can have a motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. I see that... Counselor Ewart is back here. By the way, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
He looks different.
He went through a full transformation.
I like it.
That's what marriage
means. I like it.
There's all
I'm moving back to item 5, I'm sorry, concerning the status conference for the appeal hearing. Mr. Ewart, now that you're here, we're trying to come up with a date, and we want to know if the representative from the water department, since he's not going to be able to attend the meeting on the 26th, if it will be necessary for him to be here or if someone else from the department can be here.
Due to the nature of the hearing, I do think it is necessary for the representative from the water department to be here. I did speak with the water department representative a minute ago, and he advised that May 10th works for him. I believe that's the first regularly scheduled meeting in May. The appellant also advised that May 10th works for him. So if the board is okay with that date, we'd like to go ahead and set it for that date.
Okay. And the department's all right with that then, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And the appellant?
9:30?
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning after our regularly scheduled meeting at 9. Thank you very much. And that concludes item A5. Moving on to item A9, Civil Service Oral Board Exam. I've read the material. Do any of the commissioners have discussion on this and the recommendation by our chief examiner? It seems to me that considering the staffing the city is currently has and being a practical matter, I have to say I do concur with the recommendation by the chief examiner. How do the commissioners feel the same?
I move that we accept the recommendation of staff, which would be that we eliminate the civil service oral testing process.
Okay, can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A10, closed session. And I know we do have a closed session item, personnel issue pursuant to section 54957, public employment, water utility lead worker. If I could have a motion that the Civil Service Board recess the closed session for that issue.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're in closed session at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just returned from closed session, and we're reconvening at this time, and there's no reportable action from the issue that was taken. So moving on with item A11, adjournment, I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of April 26, 2016. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Jim.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I apologize again for being a little bit late this morning. I was we had a lot of work this morning, and I was trying to find out where Jason was.